Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another program of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. So, in our previous episode, we saw a tradition of why Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha is called Fatima. And in this regard, there are many different traditions that indicate, and obviously with different meanings. In the first one, we mentioned that her followers, and in another tradition, it says her and her followers have been cut off from the fire of hell. Basically, they have been safeguarded and protected from the fire of hell. And again, this is a discussion that, you know, will require a bit more emphasis on. But anyway, another tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam again explains the name Fatima, but in a different manner, but keeping the same essential meaning of being cut off and severed, right, from something. That one, the previous one, is connected with other things, her and those who follow her. So what we can understand is that if we attach ourselves to Fatima to Zahra salamu ala alayha, these things that she is cut off from, we can also then be cut off from. This is something important to understand. And this is something that we can take from these traditions. Because the traditions are not just mentioning names. It is a purpose to these traditions, obviously. The Imam is not just saying mentioning something for fun. So the Imam alayhi salam, that is Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, says to one of his companions, and he says, "Do you know the meaning of Fatima?" And he's asked his companion. The companion of the Imam then replies that, "Tell me, O master, what does Fatima mean? I don't know. Obviously you know better." So then the Imam alayhi salam says that, "She who has been cut off from all evil." Then the Imam continues and he says, "If Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam had not married her, she would have not had any match for matrimony on the face of this earth until the day of resurrection from Adam onwards." Meaning what? That an infallible person can only be matched with an infallible person. For her, Fatima to Zahra salamu ala alayha, that the capacity of her spirituality can only and only had the ability to be matched by Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. That is one understanding we take. But the one that is more applicable to me and you, my dear listeners, my dear brothers and sisters, is the being cut off from evil. That if we attach ourselves properly to Hazrat Zahra salamu ala alayha, and we inculcate that name of Fatima to Zahra salamu ala alayha within ourselves, then we also will be cut off from all evil. Meaning what? One of the evils is that we will not be a playground for Iblis and for the shaitan. The shaitan will not be able to whisper into us. Will not be able to deviate us from our trajectory and on from the straight path. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be of those who inculcate the essence of Zahra salamu ala alayha within ourselves. How do we do that? By practicing how she practiced. Obeying what she obeyed. And following what she followed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do so. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.